conversation that Bush thought that constitutionalism ought to be restored, and he, Bush, ought to go back in as president, and that Bush was convinced that Camaño would invite him to come back in the event that Bush decided to come back. I told Jaime that I didn't know anything about anything, but that it sounded crazy to me, and that I thought that there ought to be other ways of recognizing the principle of constitutionalism. Jaime gave me Bush's address in New York and telephone number, and said yes, he was going to have a press conference. I told Jaime that I thought that it would be much better. And then Jaime said that, asked me whether I thought the president would receive Bush. I said, I don't know what the president will do, but so far as I'm concerned, I think it's crazy. And it's crazy from Bush's point of view, too, because it puts him in an absolutely frozen position then if he comes down here, and I didn't think there was any chance that the president would think it was a good idea. I said that, as a matter of fact, it would be much better if Bush just didn't come to New York. Jaime then said that he would run over and try to get Bush to unpack his suitcases. Bush was on the plane leaving there at 7:20 tonight. So Jaime ran over, and I was just on the phone with him from Bush's house. Bush is unpacking his suitcases. And I'm to go there, I'm to be there tomorrow, taking the earliest morning plane out to talk with him. Now, Bush then got on the phone and said that the word had just come through that Wesley Wesson has demanded that Imbert leave the country. That's number one. I don't know whether that's true or not. Number two, he said that he was going absolutely to keep this quiet and secret, my forthcoming trip down there. But he wanted to warn me that there was just a telephone communication from Richard Goodwin at the White House to some newspaper man down there, in which he said that Goodwin is quoted as saying that White House is confused about the Dominican situation and wants some help from Bush, which also sounded incredible to me that Dick would do that. Well, that is real maniac stuff if he did that.
Yeah.
But that's where we are. Bush is not coming tonight, thank God. And I'll get there tomorrow. I have arranged to go up to a place that the governor has up in the mountains called Hopalme. The telephone communication from there is very bad, but it's quite private. And I'll go down there under an assumed name and then go out to Hopalme, where San Benitez will deliver Bush.
Yeah.
Apparently Bush is thinking about returning as president. Hello?
Yeah.
Bush is thinking about returning as president. I hope that I can knock him off that idea.
Well, now, what's wrong if he's not a communist? He's crazy, but,
Well, Mr. President, I'm not sure that it's wrong. I, since my instructions were the other way, you know, I immediately started work on the other one. I'm afraid that what bothers me about it primarily is that he goes back in there and look as if we've capitulated to the Camaño group. Now, that may not be a controlling consideration, but it does bother me.
Yeah.
Now, there may be middle ground, for example.
I think there are a good many things that are wrong with his going back in, including the appearance that but primarily his inability is to lead, as he demonstrated before, and we just have the problem again 3 or 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
But
now,
I just ask you from your standpoint.
Yes, sir. Benitez says that reflecting Barsha's viewpoint, reportedly in a way. In my first conversation with him, he said that in terms of Latin American opinion, that if we put Barsha in as president, put him back as president, it would look as if the United States had done all of this to vindicate the principle of constitutionality, and that it would be a great thing in terms of Latin America. Well, there is a middle ground, which is to, in the 1963-62 Constitution, pending the election, which was held at the end of 1962, they had what they called a Council of State, composed, as I recall, of 7 members, with the president of the republic, who was then Imbert, I believe, as the president of the republic and the head of the Council of State. And that is one possibility here that might be saleable and might not be too bad. But I don't know, sir. I'm inclined to feel, on the whole, that it might be better if Bush did not return in any official position. I don't know.
It's getting awfully bad there. I got a cable just now. It's the only activity of the OAS was a visit to the military advisors to President San Isidore in La Victoria, check on the condition of political prisoners. They undertook this task to establish the validity of charges of the Camaño group that political prisoners held by the government of national reconstruction being mistreated. The commission found the political prisoners to be in good condition and well treated. The commission reported no political prisoners in La Victoria. Moro made no contact with Camaño yesterday. He tells me that efforts to reach Camaño through intermediates to persuade him to meet with Imbert are continuing. So far, there's no indication of willingness on the part of Camaño. I passed tomorrow information sent to the department to Camaño and sent a telegram to the meeting of foreign ministers saying he would not deal with the OAS as long as Bonilla representation continues to be accepted. Moro said it would be interesting to see whether Camaño maintained this position after Colombo returns, which he told me would be the afternoon of May the 11th. The commission's strength rose to 4 on May the 10th, the return of Major Bundu Maldonado, Guatemala, and Commander Luis Coachella, Argentina. On the OAS relief side, a Guatemala plane arrived May the 10th, 3 doctors, 5 tons of food and medicine. Argentine plane arrived May 9th, 10 doctors, expect departure on May 11th, returning most, if not all, the doctors since they're not needed. A rebel radio, Santo Domingo, this morning at 7:30. Launched a tirade in what they alleged to be attacks by U.S. Marines in Santo Domingo. According to the radio, the Marines ransacked homes, took several prisoners, left in the sun. The radio adds some of the prisoners were tied and exhibited in public, and several defenseless persons were killed. The rebel radio vented its spleen among the violent firing that it claims was directed against Radio Santo Domingo Television, which in rebel hands was not now operating. An hour later, Radio Santo Domingo, claiming to be quoting an editorial from Mahoro, a Dominican magazine, asserted that the personnel of the U.S. Embassy, and Ambassador Bennett in particular, should be ousted from this country, unquote. The U.S. Embassy in Santo Domingo reports that the only activity by the Organization of American States consisted of a visit, and then go ahead and let's see. According to a U.S. national who interviewed Bush on May the 5th for a showing on a U.S. television station, Bush had a direct telephone contact with the Dominican Republic. Bush reportedly was quite nervous, lost control of his composure several times during the interview. He was extremely bitter about U.S. intervention, which he termed the worst blunder the U.S. made in 50 years. He made the statement that communists were not in the air position taking over the rebels. According to Bush, the rebels were about to wrap the situation up. When the Marines came in, the fire blew up. Bush felt the president was making communists. Bush alleged that he had no pretensions to offer in the future, but he did mention he had ordered Colonel Camaño to take certain actions. Overall, the entire interview was bitterly anti-U.S. in tone.
Yeah, that's a couple of days old, isn't it? that interview where he
interviewed him on May the 5th.
Yeah,
six days ago.
Yeah. All right, because
Yearaway called on Secretary Utah to take a hand and so forth. Let's see. That's it. Now there's a little boy, 17 years old. You saw that, didn't you, at lunch? Shot in the back by, I think now they claim that they were in a bar and a lot of other stuff we don't know about it. So I don't know what about that, but I think that you've done the best thing you can. And I think that it's very much to their interest. I don't know how they're going to get along very well in their reconstruction unless they have some intelligent people. Looks like to me this fellow Batista seems to be satisfactory to all of our people and DuBarge. He's one of them in government, and they might be able to get him to let Embert and Camano and Batista and four more on this council and have some good executive leader to kind of run it till we clean up, until we can have an election.
Yeah. Well, I hope to hell we can.
There's no point in killing a lot more people, and they're going to have to, in a day or two, move out and take the city if they don't.
Well, I hope we don't have to have either Camano or Bush or Embert on this thing, and we can kind of do it on a lower key business.
Now, you see where they're calling for Munoz to be ambassador. did you see that today?
No, I didn't.
Well, they...
I guess wouldn't think of doing that.
Paul!
Never mind. Here, dear.
I doubt if he'd do it even if we...
Hmm?
I doubt if he'd do it even if we begged him to.
Well, it's a big story. I've forgotten what paper it's in, but... They're all saying what they do. Two Dominicans asked for Munoz Marine, 1, 2, 3, 4 column on page 4. Two senators supporting Camano say the tense situation will be saved if Munoz Marine is named ambassador, styling themselves Muy Cristiano, Muy Catolico, no comunisto. Two said there can be no meeting ground between the Camano regime and Bennett. They charged Bennett with supporting Trujillo.
Yeah.
Munoz Marine, known to be a friend of the exiled Dominican Bosch, is looked upon the rebels, one of the few Americans they could associate with on an official basis. Munoz, one of the most respected exponents of democracy, and has been meeting with President Johnson.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good story.
Well, I don't think Munoz will do it.
What should I see? Is he coming with Figueres?
Yep. I think I'd just take it very easy and ask him to be available and solicit their ideas. Munoz has a memorandum that he went over with me that's got some good ideas in it. But nothing that, we had in mind anyway. And I don't think that I would, it's a hell of a thing to say, but I don't think I'd be too,